Nolte, New York Times debunks Washington Post's pathetic kill everybody hoax. By John Nolte on December 3, 2025. The far-left Washington Post published another in a long line of shameless and desperate hoaxes last week. This one aimed at Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, only to have it debunked by the far-left New York Times, and Reality. Used to be the fake media would cover for the fake media. That's because they were all in the same sleazy, left-wing club. But now that Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos has announced some drastic moves towards sanity and common sense on his editorial page, the protection racket is over. The Post is now seen as an apostate, which means it must be destroyed. No longer being in the club means the protection racket is over, and outlets like The Times will pounce when given the chance. While The Times' motivation for humiliating The Post is purely mercenary and political, in the aggregate, this is a good thing. Regardless of motive, you want news outlets to fact-check other news outlets. We need more of this as opposed to what we've had for the last 20 years, which is a media omerta based on a shared desire to aid and abet Democrats at all costs. On September 2, the American military did what it should be doing, killed terrorists. In this case, narco-terrorists from Venezuela are looking to import into the U.S. population a poison called fentanyl that kills more than 100,000 of us each year. Two strikes were apparently necessary to stop these terrorists. And the disgraced Post, citing the usual anonymous sources that tell the fake media what the fake media want to hear so the fake media can publish fake news, published a laughably fake story, in an effort to stop the spread of disinformation. I do not link fake news. That had Hegseth shouting like a Bond villain, kill everybody. For minutes, commanders watched the boat burning on a live drone feed. As the smoke cleared, they got a jolt, two survivors were clinging to the smoldering wreck. The Special Operations Commander overseeing the September 2 attack, the opening salvo in the Trump administration's war on suspected drug traffickers in the Western Hemisphere, ordered a second strike to comply with Hegseth's instructions, two people familiar with the matter said. The two men were blown apart in the water. Oh, and the timing of this hoax. What perfect timing. How perfect, for Democrats, naturally. Just days, mere days, only days after the release of the seditious sixth video. The Post learns, from the usual anonymous sources that tell the fake media what the fake media want to hear so the fake media can publish fake news, that there have indeed been illegal orders given, war crimes, in fact. The Russia collusion hoax, of which the Post was the worst offender, not named CNN, at least had some finesse, style, and planning to it. As evil and un-American as that hoax was, you have to admire the subtlety and intricate planning that went into it. But this? The kill everybody hoax? You can smell the ham hands, feel the greasy sweat, sense the hurried desperation, and laugh at the fumbled execution. Okay, here's the plan. Trump's kicking our ass all over the place. So we six will release a video warning the military not to follow illegal orders. Then you guys publish an article proving the military is issuing illegal orders. Don't worry, we'll get you plenty of the usual anonymous sources that tell the fake media what the fake media want to hear so the fake media can publish fake news. Then the orange bad man will be removed from office in handcuffs. Then I'll drop my pants to my ankles and make love to the person I love most, me. It's so hilariously dumb that only a guy who looks like this could have conceived it. If he could grow a mustache, he'd twist it. It's also dumb, the New York Times debunked it. Headline, Hegseth ordered a lethal attack but not the killing of survivors, officials say. But, each official said, Mr. Hegseth's directive did not specifically address what should happen if a first missile turned out not to fully accomplish all of those things. And, the official said, his order was not a response to surveillance footage showing that at least two people on the boat survived the first blast. Admiral Bradley ordered the initial missile strike and then several follow-up strikes that killed the initial survivors and sank the disabled boat. As that operation unfolded, they said, Mr. Hegseth did not give any further orders to him. Ha 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 ha. Naturally, all this fake outrage over the perfectly legal targeting of terrorists is coming from the same fake media that celebrated Barry Obama's drone striking of American citizens. And so, the hoax list adds a sibling. The Hegseth kill everybody hoax. Trump destroying White House hoax. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. Democrats, and this obviously includes the regime media, only care about murderers, child rapists, terrorists, and drug dealers. That's because they hate normal people, want them dead, and then replaced with America-hating foreigners. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.